Questions 39 through 41. Listen to an announcement being made on a college radio station.
As many of you already know, March is Women's History Month, so it's just a few weeks until the university begins its annual observance. The Women's Studies program, in conjunction with the College Life Office, is pleased to announce that a full schedule of events is planned throughout March. The opening activity will be a lecture by Dr. Linda Thompson, coordinator of the Women's Studies program. She'll talk about the status of women on college campuses. All students are invited to attend at 8 p.m. on March 1st in the Student Center, room 112. On March 4th, the Student Center Cafe will offer a forum for women poets to read their works. The English department's Kate Benson will read from her recently published poetry collection, The Ways of a Woman. Student poets will be encouraged to share their poems as well. Interested people should sign up at the Women's Studies office. On the 15th, come out and hear Thomas Lane, author of the best-selling The Gender Connection, talk about male-female relationships. The talk will be held in the Student Center Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. with a reception to follow. Lots of other events are being planned, including a show of the work of women artists, a panel discussion about women's legal issues, and more. Check the campus paper for times and places, or stay tuned to WRUC for further details.
Number 39. What is the main purpose of this radio announcement? Number 40. How can student writers participate in Women's History Month? Number 41. What will appear in the campus newspaper?